Pope Benedict XVI on Friday evening celebrated Vespers with students from the Pontifical Universities in Rome, which began their academic year in October. Students from around the world attend these church-run institutions, which offer degrees in philosophy, theology, canon law, and other disciplines. During his homily, the Pope gave some reflections on priestly ministry, since many of the students at the Pontifical Universities are priests and seminarians. Father Robert Gall, Associate Professor of Ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross, spoke to Charles Collins about the Pope's remarks.
The Pope spoke as a father and with a very friendly tone to all of the seminarians and priests who were gathered in St. Peter's Basilica. And he challenged them to grow in their personal friendship with Jesus. And he also challenged them not to seek human ambition or human success, but rather to seek the cross of Jesus Christ.
One thing he did mention was that there has to be an attitude of service. What exactly did he mean by that?
Right. I think his main point, and it's interesting here, the Pope himself is an example of this. His main point is that one ought not to seek the priesthood in order to get anything out of it for himself. This is actually a point that St. Augustine developed in a number of his homilies when he spoke of how the shepherd of the flock ought not to seek to eat of the flock, but should rather give food to his flock. And now, of course, the priest is called to be a shepherd of the flock on behalf of Jesus Christ, who is the good shepherd, who lays down his life for the flock. And I mentioned that the Pope himself gives an example of this because to everyone, it's evident that Cardinal Ratzinger didn't desire to be elected pope. It was the last thing that he wanted, and yet he accepted it as the will of God, and he really laid down his life for the church. Now, that's, I think, really what the Pope was telling all the priests and seminarians this evening, was that every priest in his friendship with Christ should be ready to lay down his life in service for the church. Now, that's, I think, really what the Pope was telling all the priests and seminarians this evening, was that every priest in his friendship with Christ should be ready to lay down his life in service for the church, while also realizing that that service isn't something grim, but rather will be rewarded in a deep way by joy in one's heart every time one finds the cross of Jesus.
Students from around the world come to Rome to study in these pontifical universities. Can you tell us what advantages does this have as opposed to studying in their home countries, for example?
Well, first of all, and the advantage that was really tangible this evening in St. Peter's Basilica is the closeness to the Pope, which is a way of experiencing Rome and being united to the successor of St. Peter, the Vicar of Christ. Students who come to Rome to study at the Pontifical Universities here all have this desire to get to know the Pope even personally, and they can hear him speak and see what he looks like and hear his tone of voice. And they also come to understand him speaking in Italian, which he usually does when he speaks in Rome. So the students at the Pontifical Universities generally learn Italian, which is becoming more and more the language of the church in Rome. But above all, when they come to Rome to study here at the universities, they really experience the universality of the church, and they learn a lot from their fellow students and from the wide variety of origins of country and culture and language of their professors also. In the corridors outside the lecture halls in the universities, they meet every day with students really from all over the world and with very different sorts of vocations and challenges.